Tradition by Tearfall, read by Momotastic as an ITBE treat for Hana Nobira. Accepting gifts from May's use is not unlike being handed an undetonated bomb, which may or may not have been defused, the status of which you will not be able to ascertain until you dismantle it and risk obliteration. Judging by the way Ed shreds the tissue paper with a blinding grin, he is blissfully unaware of the perils. "It's a Christmas sweater!" Mace crows before Ed's even unfolded the mess, well, small mess, of knitted red abomination in his hands. "They're traditional!" "To whom?" Roy asks, not just to be a snarky shit, although that's reason enough. Also because Mace has never given Christmas sweaters before, making it denotatively unlikely that their today... Oh, in another moment, Maze's laser-eyed glare is going to bore through his face and melt his skull. "I am sure they're lovely," he says, hastily unwrapping the package he was given. Maze brightens instantly as he holds his up against his chest. "It's a one-horse open sleigh, but with a Mustang, get it?" "How terribly clever," Roy says. "I've never heard that one before." "If I didn't know better," Mace says, "I think you hated Christmas. Fortunately, it's Alicia's favorite holiday, so no one hates Christmas." The laser eyes are back. "Isn't that right, Roy?"
"I thought her birthday was her favorite holiday," Roy says, knowing very well that he's stalling for time before Mace jams this sweater one of three places. That is, over his head and onto his torso, down his throat, or up his ass.
"Every holiday becomes a favorite holiday," Mace says dreamily. "It's part of the beautiful enthusiasm of the young and adorable and perfect and life-affirming and..."
Roy tunes out the laundry list of Alicia's adjectives and considers Ed. Tugging the sweater over his head has released frizzy wisps of hair all around the boy's face, and he's holding the bottom hem of the fabric and staring down at his own chest. The design on Ed's sweater is a flamel. The frame is supposed to look like a wreath, with a winding candy cane in place of a snake. Tiny brass bells have been sewn to the points of the cross, and the winged crown has been replaced with a two-leaved sprig of holly.
"That's actually rather impressive," Roy says. "Gracia's mother outdid herself this year."
"Huh," is all that Edward says.
"Put yours on, Roy!" Mace
cries, and only those very familiar with his voice would recognize the minute undertone of an "or else." Sighing and inwardly relinquishing the rest of the evening to the inevitability of sweater hair, Roy fights his way into the wretched cage of knitted festive doom and tucks it into place. Gazing at an upside-down depiction of a pictographic Mustang and sleigh, he scours for silver linings. If nothing else, apparently Mace conveyed his measurements perfectly, and it is rather warm and cozy in his fluffy new prison.
"They're perfect!"
Mace's shining eyes could be used for tree-topping stars at the rate he's going.
"Come on, come on, let me get a picture over there by the cake. No, here by the tree. No, the light's all...
Roy casts a glance around the living room while surreptitiously trying to fix his hair.
"They'll stand out more if we're against a blank wall."
"Is Mrs. Hughes' mom here?"
Ed asks. "I want to thank her."
"Later, later,"
Mace says, grabbing an arm each. Roy is silently grateful that he caught Ed's right. His grip is so tight it's making Roy's fingertips tingle.
"Here, this'll do it."
He positions them side by side, just in front of the kitchen doorway, and then bounces a few steps away again, readying the camera.
"Right. Hang on. Just take two steps back."
Roy rolls his eyes, gently takes Ed's left shoulder, and backs up into the doorway. Mace always looks especially evil around the holidays.
"There we go. Say peppermint hot chocolate."
Ed says, "That's a little long." And Roy says, "You're a menace to society."
And the shutter snaps.
"Charming," Mace chirps. "Oh, by the way, look up."
Roy should have known. He says.
"Oh,"
Ed says.
"It's traditional,"
Mace says. Roy swallows, "So is me telling you to go fuck yourself," instance before he proclaims it in front of a toddler, and Gracia cuts his tongue out. Ed says, his face is scarlet. He is adorable. Later, Roy says, we can tie him up in tinsel and leave him outside to die of exposure overnight. Ed grins shyly, which makes him even more adorable.
With a bow on his head?
In his mouth, Roy says, so he can't scream for help.
Ed laughs, and he is stunning, and just as once, Roy has the perfect excuse, which he sincerely doubts is a coincidence. He tucks a curled finger under Ed's chin, nudges it upward, and leans down to kiss him.
The equivalent exchange for this glorious moment, of course, is that over the pounding of his heart in his ears and Ed's soft gasp into his mouth, he can distantly hear Mace going mad with the camera, which means that there will be blackmail material for years to come.
Oh well.
He draws back just in time to see Ed's dark eyelashes rise. They blink at each other.
Shall we murder him now? Roy asks, inclining his head towards Mace.
Yeah,
Ed says. He jabs a fingertip at the design on Roy's sweater.
Let's slay him.
Roy thinks he may just hate Christmas slightly less this year.
Everybody needs a Christmas sweater, and ugly Christmas sweaters are the best. They're festive and they're neat, and no outfit is complete without some Merry Christmas on your chest.
Of all the many holiday traditions, there is one that's a gift that keeps on giving. A conversation starter that will never have a clone.
And it doesn't have to match a thing you own. It could be a reindeer made of glitter,
or a tree with lights that blink.
You're never dressed so well as when your torso says no.
Everybody needs a Christmas sweater.
Christmas sweater.
And ugly Christmas sweaters are the best.
They are the best.
They're festive and they're neat, and no outfit is complete without some Merry Christmas on your chest.
Ho, ho, ho.
My dad had one with Santa dressed like Elvis, cotton balls and sleeves made out of velvet. Thank you very much.
I saw one with kittens that were dressed like little elves.
And I had one that used to play the tune to silver bells.
Everybody needs a Christmas sweater.
Nothing better,
there's nothing better
than a thrift store sweater.
A thrift store sweater.
Be dazzled and be glamoured just for you.
Just for you.
Any kind of thing you can imagine can be made with yarn and tinsel and some glue.
Everybody needs a Christmas sweater.
Merry Christmas on your chest.
They're festive.